The 3rd of April, midnight 40. Hashtag night notes. It's after midnight, and as I stand here in the kitchen, waiting for the kettle to boil, I can hear the thumping two-stroke beat from the flat upstairs. They're clearly having fun up there. I'm not complaining. I'm awake anyway. But it does make me think of the relationship between music and place. Even before you hear music, it has been shaped by the environment it's supposed to be heard in. That slow church music of the Middle Ages? It sounds the way it does because it had to work within the 4-second echo of the stone-walled cathedrals. African drums? They sound the way they do because they were traditionally played outdoors, often accompanied by dancing and singing. The available equipment also shapes the sound. Early singers had to belt out their songs so that people in the back rows could hear them. But the arrival of the microphone changed all that. It allowed crooners to use a soft, sexy whisper to charm a predominantly female audience. The development of massive loudspeakers that didn't pop or distort sound enabled arena rock in the late 60s, where bands like the Beatles performed to capacity audiences in sonically unsuitable sports arenas. Sadly, party music technology has not yet evolved to the point where it can please both party animals and their elderly neighbours.